This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't get our program anywhere else, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and the program is streaming live right there, right now. You'll see the button in the middle of the page, the upper part of the page. You'll see it right there. Click on it, and boom, you're in like Flynn. Alrighty, joining us from California, where it's snowing in the mountains, we got the one, the only, the formidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time for the second time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I said a little something about this yesterday, but I didn't say enough, because she's back. Ilhan Omar. She learned a valuable lesson in sowing and reaping after her defund the police calls. Want to hear what happened?
What's that?
We haven't heard much from her in a while, right?
Right.
Well, Omar came up with a perfect mix of absurdity and shamelessness that just has to be talked about because of what she said. She said at a town hall that the Minneapolis rise in gun violence and carjackings can be blamed on police who have chosen to not fulfill their oath of office and provide the public safety they owe to the citizens.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, honestly, really? You know, she went on to say, I think, too, Captain, that the Minneapolis Police Department is the most dysfunctional in our state, she said, and probably the country, she added. Now, I got to tell you, Captain, really, when she pretty much helped lead the charge to defund the police, and now she's upset that there's no accountability for the police and they're not, quote, doing their jobs, that is really rich.
There aren't enough of them to do their job, and they've had to sort the calls by priority.
Well, sure.
Yep.
Sure. But
several hundred of the officers are gone.
That's exactly right. So, as you just mentioned, Captain, the idea of reaping and sowing. I mean, they created this controversy. They created this chaos and this crisis.
Yeah.
And now suddenly, so now they're going to point the finger at the police again. This just may be, I don't know, maybe this to her is phase two or phase three or something like that, because can anybody be that really that far gone that they really believe it.
I am going to do her a favor right now. I'm going to make her even worse off. Okay, you guys and gals up here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that have been laid off or have quit or have walked away or whatever the situation is, you still want to be a police officer? Come to Florida. Our governor will give you $5,000 once you become a certified police officer down here in the state of Florida, whether it's a city cop or a sheriff or state trooper or Florida Fish and Wildlife or whatever's available in law enforcement. Guess what? Oh, and by the way, that also includes airport police. We have the airport police down here. They have their own little individual police departments, but they have police powers. So come on down. Come on down.
Well, exactly right. And I'll take it one little bit further, Captain. As we see many of these police, firefighters, et cetera, first responders voting with their feet, well, the people that live in these states, they can vote with their feet too, because as far as I know, that hasn't been restricted yet.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, is it telling when people vote with their feet.
Now, you're familiar with Rolling Stone magazine?
Sure.
They came out with a story written by one of their hatchet men, Hunter Walker, who is wrong more than he's right, who just throws things out there to make it sound good. And he said something that was clearly meant to stoke the conspiracy theory that the Republican congressional members helped plan the insurrection on January 6th. And he was, once again, when you look at the facts and you look at what he's trying to put out there with unnamed sources, you bury him with his own words.
I would hope that he would try to look up some of these, quote, unindicted co-conspirators as well, any of the agents that might have been working informants or as informants for the FBI, for example. That part of the story is not being addressed in the mainstream media, and people would be very interested to find out about some of these things. If we really want a clear picture of what exactly happened on January the 6th, that would be a place to start.
Well, to clarify here, one of these sources is supposedly a rally organizer or a planner, and Rolling Stone has confirmed that both the sources were involved in organizing the main event aimed at objecting to the electoral certification, which took place at the on January the 6th in the Congress. Of course, Trump spoke at the rally, urged his supporters to march to the Capitol, but in no way did anything to encourage any violence. And we'll get into more of that when we come back, because I do hear the music, so don't go anywhere. But there's a catch to here that catches this guy with a lie right in his tracks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, let's do it. It's right. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com company. Again, I do something a little bit different here. I just tell you to go to the website, take a look at what's over there, and you'll see with every product that's there, it says with promo code, and it's got a price. Well, the promo code is Captain. And if you'll go to the logo link that's there for the Radio Listener Specials page, you click on that, you go right to some 2 dozen or so items that are marked down huge, deep discounts. And I mean that when I say that, I'm not exaggerating. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN. By the way, if you want to call them on the phone, if you'd rather do business that way, the number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Remember, Christmas time isn't that far away, and I'll tell you something. Rather than worry about whether or not you're going to get something off a container ship, these people are right there in Minnesota. The products will come out of Minnesota. They assemble some of the products there, and they make some of the other products there at the factory. You can get your Christmas gifts right there. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a phone caller. I'm going to go to the caller. You ready?
Absolutely.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
What's up, Bart?
Hey, I think this whole country needs to take the perfect opportunity to do everything they can, especially the Christian Republicans don't always need forces that just shove things down their throat. We need to bring about prayer back in our schools and the Pledge of Allegiance back in our schools, and the Republican Christian family has got to do that now while the opportunity is available. With all this CRT business, shut it down.
Well, I agree with you, Bart. And some of the private schools still do the prayer and still do the Pledge of Allegiance. The public schools don't, but that's a horse
that's
of a different color.
Mm-hmm. That's where our Republican Christian family needs to get together and push it and get that CRT over with and done with and get it done. Get it done.
All right. I agree with you, Bart, and thanks very much for the call. That's a very good point.
Hey, something else.
Yes, sir.
You want the best truck driving song there ever has been.
What's that?
If you've got a library big enough, play Del Reeves from back in the 60s. The girl on a billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Find that, boy. That's a good one. That's the best truck driving song ever been.
Well, I'll see if I can find it, but I don't know if I can do it tonight, but I'll see if I can find it. Thanks a lot. Okay, well, Kyle, you heard what he said about the CRT.
Well, exactly right. And what we know, Captain, you know, when I went through school, we learned about American history. And I'll just say this briefly. We learned about American history, warts and all. We understood what the history of slavery was. We understood what happened. We understood where we were coming from and where we were going. And it was, I think most Americans had a very optimistic view of where we were going. But now here comes CRT. This is an entirely different sort of agenda that is part of this whole concept. And so it's not about teaching American history, because they'll tell you, well, we're just going to teach American history and all this kind of stuff. We all know American history. And we also know how things progressed. And we know how people treat their neighbors. People don't hate their neighbors. But here comes these purveyors of these kinds of things to try to make you hate your neighbor. This is the most wrong, and as in context of the caller, what Bart was saying, the most unchristian thing we could be doing.
Well, back to January 6th, just to close it out here. We all know what happened that day. We all know that there were instigators in the crowd. We all know that the FBI was out there trying to harass things up or get things going there, too. There was a report last night, I think it was Laura Ingraham's program, where she showed a couple of the people that were trying to stir things up, and they might have been reported to begin with, or they might have been on an arrest report or something like that to begin with, but their names were scrubbed, their pictures were scrubbed. And everybody now assumes that those were FBI informants that were trying to stir the people up. That's number one. But it should be noted that the Rolling Stones article, the sources were anonymous. What have I told people before about anonymous source articles?
Right. No kidding. Yeah.
Don't believe it.
Right, because you can write anything and say I have an anonymous source.
Yeah, yeah. Don't believe it. That's number one. Number two, pay attention to what's said and not what's said, if you know what I mean, if those sources actually exist. And at no point does anybody, with this stuff they're talking about here in the Rolling Stone article, there's no point does anybody claim Republican politicians had any part in planning any storming of the Capitol. Rather, they admit to helping to organize Donald Trump's speech and getting him there so he could speak to the crowd. That was their main concern.
Right. But what the agenda is now is to try to bring back this narrative concerning January the 6th, because President Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest of them, they're all tanking. It's all going south very, very quickly. They seem to be accomplishing what they're trying to accomplish, evidently, with the constant discombobulation of American society, the economy, et cetera. But so they're bringing this back, this January 6th thing back, to try to drum up some kind of support, as it were, to make Biden try to look good comparatively. It's crazy.
Now, if our good friend Maria in Germany is listening, and she's planning on coming back to the United States this year, she has to abide by some new regulations. The Biden administration has rolled out a new vaccine requirement for international travelers coming into the United States. Starting in November, on November the 8th, three new orders from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention will be put into place. Now, the first requires non-U.S. citizens traveling into the country who are not immigrants to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding their flight. The second is digital and or paper proof of vaccination only will be accepted by international airlines, nothing else. And finally, the third order includes narrow medical exceptions, exemptions for children under 18 and people from countries with less than a 10% total vaccination rate due to a lack of availability of vaccines. So that means technically you could be letting somebody in here with COVID, but then again, no, it doesn't, because when you go down and read the list further down the line, you have to have a test before you get on the plane showing that you're negative or you ain't getting on the plane.
Well, why the double standard, Captain? Why is it that somebody like Maria, who would come to this country, you know, just to fly in an airplane and come to visit and on all on the up and up, why is she treated differently than someone who actually walks across the border or the southern border? Because remember, Jen Psaki the other day confirmed that that immigrants of such nature do not need to be vaccinated for COVID-19. It's
correct.
Not a requirement.
Correct.
So why the double standard?
I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you. And oh, by the way, the Bears got beat by the Bucks on Sunday, right?
Right.
Well, their coach goes back to Chicago and tests positive for COVID.
Really? I did not know that.
Yep, but just found out about it last night.
Wow.
Yep, so he got himself wrapped around somebody or something somewhere, and he got it.
Well, you know, this actually brings up something very
interesting. Probably the airport.
Yeah, well, but now do we know if the coach was vaccinated or not? But it's interesting to me, Captain, that we're seeing the so-called breakthrough cases typically, again, involve immunocompromised individuals. They have some compromise of some kind if they're vaccinated and they contract COVID. But even so, if they contract it, it's more mild on the whole than it would be if they weren't. I think that as we see these numbers grow, it might be an interesting way of seeing, you know, whether or not society essentially can get back to normal sooner than later. If we know now, if we have a roadmap of who's more vulnerable to COVID, even if they've been vaccinated, I think it's going to be those who have immunocompromise.
Mm. Okay. We have a comment here from Jimmy, and Jimmy is in Atlanta. And good morning to Jimmy in Atlanta. He's saying, we have a border calamity. Not a crisis. I'm going to call it a calamity. He says, we've let 1.7 million illegals in from 106 different countries, and we don't know, those are the ones we caught, and we don't know how many got away. Good point.
We don't.
Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, you're coming right back with more into Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, and we will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. Rod Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of Yellow's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House progressives are cautiously scaling back on their demands for passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill passed in August by a bipartisan vote in the Senate. For months, progressives in the lower chamber have broadcast demands that the House not move to consider the infrastructure bill. Progressives insisted that they could not count on their moderate colleagues to pass the budget if the infrastructure bill was already passed. When you have more than 1.3 million people illegally crossing your border, they're not assimilating, they're not acclimating, they're actually not going to even show up for any of their hearings. Senator Tim Scott argued on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday.
We had a president under President Trump that wanted to secure our border. I supported and voted for more resources to build a wall so that you can control the inflow into your country.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Yeah, buddy, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Remember, his studio is right around the corner from where I'm at, right here in the same building, because we both have the same flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on just a little bit more than 6 years right now. Simply put, it works for me, and that's why I'm telling you about it. Now, the thing of it is the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you got going on, and it also targets the pain at its source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports the healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, comes in convenient individual packets, and supports healthy joints and muscles too, supports the healing process as well. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And then that'll get it going. You'll find out. You'll know exactly what's going to happen. Tens of thousands of people have bought this product, and they are very well pleased. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and that's how you order your Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. There'll be information. There'll be a little video there if you want to watch it. And they'll be telling you all about Relief Factor, how it's made, where it comes from, and the other products they have there. They have some other health products there, too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, now I've got to play this because we have this situation going on here right now with the SaveABaby.com website, and let's listen to this.
Some woman is struggling with an important decision. She's pregnant, but this wasn't planned. And now she's faced with a hard choice. Should she go through with it? Even if she can, will she have the support she needs? At this moment, she really needs answers. And unfortunately, one of the loudest ones out there is saying end the pregnancy. But she's not too sure about that. It's this very moment she can call the Option Line, a call center for women facing crisis pregnancies. At the very least, she can learn all her options to make a better informed decision for her life and potentially the life of her unborn child. She'll learn what's involved with adoption, what assistance is available to her, or maybe she just needs a friendly, caring voice to talk about this. You can help support this Option Line by going to SaveABabyNow.com or call 800-999-7408 or go to letstalkfaith.com and click on the banner at the top of the page.
Brought to you by Heartbeat International.
Now, the thing of it is folks, if you can help, that's great. If you can't, well, I understand the times that we live in and whatnot, but it's a cause that definitely should be well received. SaveABaby.com. By the way, Kyle, I'm going to bring you in here. The Ohio Attorney General has sued the Biden administration over their abortion policy.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And again, we're going to see, I think this could travel all the way, depending on the actions that are brought. But it's certainly become more and more front and center lately, that's for sure.
Yeah, because there's so much going on. Now, look, I've kind of stayed away from this because I've been trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. But Dr. Fauci has been implicated in a, let's call it a dog torture ring, where they were using beagle puppies for experiments by infesting them with everything from fleas to lice to flesh-eating ants and insects and whatnot. And they were just these dogs were just being tortured, literally, by what was going on here. And I don't know what the hell Fauci and his company, NIH, was thinking about when they were doing this. I don't know what the significant benefit was from that. But I heard about this, and at first there was madder than a wet honer, which I think a lot of people that are dog owners would be. And now it's like, well, how can we stop this?
I think, Captain, you know, we're getting the details about this.
And Fauci, by the way, belongs in jail if this is true.
Well, this kind
cruelty
of...
cruelty to animals.
Well, right. This kind of experimentation is ghoulish, to say the least. And if we, as we get more details about this, how can Fauci, you know, I almost dare him to go, you know, onto, you know, the CBS morning show or the NBC or ABC morning shows and try to explain this or justify it to the American people. I don't know what justification anybody could come up with such a thing.
Yeah, I don't either, and it's really disgusting. And I just, you know, I finally got to the point to where I did a little research and I checked on it, but this is just awful, awful.
Well, Dr. Fauci loves to sit there, and he has enjoyed well over a year, almost 2 years, of being basically the, quote, king of science, basically, trying to explain to us all how what we need to do and telling us whether or not we can have Christmas. Well, this, Captain, this is so far beyond the pale. That, I can't imagine that they, mm-hmm. You clap people in irons for this.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Alec Baldwin is really on the hot seat right now because under the chain of custody, he's the last person that had the weapon. By any type of reasonable standard, he should have checked the weapon. He never should have taken anybody's word for it that the gun is not loaded. It's got the blanks in it like he requested, blah, 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 blah. He should have checked it. He didn't do it. Shame on him, and that's all I'll say because I'm not a judge or a jury, but I think he's going to be charged with criminally negligent homicide or something, I think, that's going to happen here. But the camera operator revealed that Baldwin's handling of guns before the deadly shooting was all but safe. And then we find out that the guy who was in charge of this gun had been with the company, the same movie company, 2 years prior, in 2019, and he got fired for an accidental discharge of the gun.
Well, we're learning a lot more, I think, from these affidavits, basically, and the information that's coming out about this. One of the things, Captain, you mentioned was chain of custody. And typically, on a movie set, there's the armorer, and they're the ones that are supposed to be in control of these weapons. And the, from what we understand so far, and again, we're getting a clearer picture every day, but what we understand so far is that these weapons were evidently on a cart outside of the little church movie, which is they were using as their set, basically, and evidently the assistant director went out, got one of the guns, and came in and gave it to Baldwin. But where was the chain of custody of this gun? Why wasn't the armorer standing there, never letting the guns out of their sight? That's actually one of the rules. Now, when a California a legislator is calling to take all guns off of movie sets and so forth, but this is why they have rules that govern these things, and these rules evidently weren't followed. And so not only could Baldwin be charged, it's not, we don't know what's going to happen yet, but because of his role as a producer on the film, he may have some special liability in this.
Oh, yeah.
Other than just, say, an actor who's given a prop and said, here, in the do your lines and this is what you say, because they're not responsible for safety on the set. They're not responsible for these things in a corporate way. Mm-hmm. But Baldwin could be, and this thing could be very, very big, very, very quickly.
Now, Joe Biden likes to tell stories, right?
Well, yes, to say the least.
Yesterday, he repeated the already debunked Amtrak story for the fifth time during his presidency, and it got debunked again very quickly by members of the media. And then Biden celebrated and prepared to expand Amtrak despite decades of cost overruns, bad service, and never making a dime.
Well, I got to tell you this, Captain, if you allow me a little levity, I'm just glad he didn't tell again the Xi Jinping story, because he loves telling that. But again, this is Joe Biden without, you know, out of control. This is, and maybe does he really believe it? Does he forget that it's been debunked? I mean, these are all very relevant questions.
Yeah. And, of course, the new FBI hate crime stats are out, over 1,000 more offenses in 2020 than 2019, and anti-Asian attacks were up 73%.
This is really, really terrible. It's really horrible. I just can't imagine COVID and all this stuff, but this is not acceptable in our country.
Nope. Got a lot of work to do. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget about that. And Kathy's going to take us to break, so go ahead there, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, and that's my uptown cowgirl from New Jersey by way of Georgia, Donna Fiducia and her husband, Don. By the way, you can check them out by going to the website, cowboylogic.us. This portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and if they don't want to give you one, that's okay. Become a member of the Drivers Club, and then you will get one. And the Drivers Club costs you nothing to be in. It's free. Okay, it's just an Eagles night, so here comes another Eagles hit for you.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't
place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
One of the best songs of all time by the Eagles, in my opinion there, Kyle. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, standing on a corner, Winslow, Arizona.
I've been to Winslow, Arizona, but I wasn't standing on a corner.
Well, I think
maybe I should have.
Yeah, well, some people, I think, go and take their picture standing on a corner, Winslow, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, such a fine sight to see. All righty, well, here we go. Take it away. What's going on out west?
All right, folks. Well, of course, as you know, we've had a pretty big rainstorm come through, especially Northern California, Sacramento, also notching up the most rain they've ever recorded there. By the way, this atmospheric river basically comes in and moves all kinds of water into the area. One quick question that people have asked is, does it make a dent in the drought? The short answer to that is no. They think they would need at least 7 successive storms in order to try to even begin to do that of this nature. So that doesn't seem to be in the offing this year, Captain, as they look like it's going to be a La Nina effect, which is the opposite of the El Nino. Means heavy, heavy rain for lots of times. But right now, of course, they're picking up the pieces in Northern California. Our friends over in Salt Lake City right now at the Flying J, they've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to stretch all the way from Logan in northern Utah all the way down to the south in St. George along Interstate 15. I-25 corridor coming south out of Denver in Colorado. We've got a high wind watch there, so be careful. Also, high wind watches persisting in New Mexico. This in the Santa Fe area and down towards Las Cruces and Carlsbad as well. Also, in northern Montana, well, actually southern Montana, going all the way up to the Canadian border through Billings, Bozeman, Helena, Shelby. You've got high wind watches there. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, please be careful out there.
Well, we got a new wrinkle to the mix here, Kyle. We've got fog along I-10 and fog from Houston south down just about the Mexican border right now. So if you're traveling down from Houston south, headed down to McAllen or Brownsville, you're going to be in fog most of the way down there. And the fog goes all the way across, halfway across Louisiana, and a little bit of patchy fog in New Orleans tonight, otherwise known as New Orleans. And so that's what you have there. Now, going up into Michigan, you got a little bit of rain in the northeastern corner of Michigan right now. We've got some windy conditions, and that's coming from the system that's off the East Coast. In the mountains right now, the higher elevations of Jersey and Maryland and West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina and some fairly powerful winds in there, 25, 30 miles an hour. And again, along the coastline, if you're on the East Coast right now tonight, they've got a gale warning in for most of the area, all the way from Savannah, Georgia, north, all the way up to Maine, and almost all the way to, let's see here, all the way to Nova Scotia. And in particular up there where Lynn is at, Cape Cod, they've got winds that'll gust 40 miles an hour, maybe to 50 miles an hour right now. That's going to really throw some waves pounding on the shoreline there, Kyle. And we've got rain in southeastern New York, rain in the eastern part of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia. Got some rain in Jersey, rain in Connecticut, rain in Rhode Island, rain in the western part of Massachusetts right now. So that's what the weather is going to do in that respect. Now, tell us how to hear your show there, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program, and we're Proud to have you on the team there, Kyle. So you have yourself a good night.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we're going to go right from Kyle Warren to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she was a little busy yesterday writing a couple of articles, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty busy. How are you doing?
You need to put them on the right group for me, either that or put it on all of them, because you keep putting it on the lowest amount of members. You need to put it on, like, Americans for America or the official Captain's America Third Watch, because that's where the big populace of membership is. It'll get seen by more people. All right, well, tell us about the last article you wrote. I don't have it in front of me, but I remember the title. It seemed to be interesting. I haven't seen it, but go ahead.
Being on the Fauci and the dog?
Oh, yeah. I'm really upset about that. I'm mad. Furious.
It's actually not terribly a new story. But it has finally gotten a little bit more traction, and rightly so. So they actually have a beagle puppy farm to breed these animals for testing. And it's not only done in a laboratory in Tunisia, of all places, but we have a couple of places here in the United States. I think the University of Pittsburgh is one of them, too. This is all allegedly to create some kind of a vaccine for pets. And in order to not listen to the dog's bark or whine or howl or cry because of the pain that they're enduring,
right,
they gave all the dogs surgery to cut their vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call the technical term is for that,
yeah,
so they
yeah.
couldn't bark.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are drugged and then put into these funky type apparatuses. So these flesh eating, sand fleas can literally eat them alive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have paid, millions upon millions of our tax dollars.
Yep.
For this kind of testing.
Yep. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is cruelty to animals by any measure of the imagination. All right. Hold that thought. That's Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, the NIH, and the money that they got to do that. This is American taxpayer dollars doing this, and it needs to stop. I mean, I'd rather they use a chicken for this or something than a dog. Good Lord. All right. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.